Next week, Be'ezer Hashem, in the Grus Kolel, I was hoping to start Shalom Bayis. So I want to start off discussing Shalom Bayis with the Chevra after Musar. So I want to start off in our 10-minute Musar the following way. Remember, wife and I once talking with a couple who was about to get married, and we were discussing with them what are some of the challenges of Shana Rishona in marriage. And my wife begins to say, yeah, the first year is tough. First year of marriage is tough. It was hard. And look, it's tough. Not so bad. But it is difficult. And there's a tremendous amount of adjustment that goes into it. And my wife explained, it's not that you're a terrible guy. It's not that you were a terrible guy and then you become fantastic. But there were a tremendous amount of adjustments that we had to make as individuals that we both had to make a marriage really work. It's a very interesting description in Parshas Bereishis, and with this we'll go into this week's Parsha and Parshas Noach. Adam says after the Chava is created, Vayomer Adam zois hapam etzem me'atzomai uvosor mibsari zos yikara isha kimiyish lukacha zos. She's my rib. She comes from man. And the next pasuk is quite famous. And for that reason, man will abandon his father and his mother and will cleave to his wife. What's the alkane? Rashi has a pshat, al pi halacha. But what's the alkane? What's the relationship between these two psukim? First you have zos hapam etzem yatzamai, she comes from me. And then the Torah says, and for this reason, he leaves his parents' house, and he goes and he cleaves with a woman. What's the connection of two things? Number one is she comes from him. Number two is a child leaves his parents' house. What's the alkane? Rabosai, marriage doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? Not because men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Marriage doesn't make any sense for a different reason. And that is, a child has everything that they need if they have a decent set of parents. It's not a case of chas v'chalil where there are abusive parents. A child has everything they need in their parents' home. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin that a man looks for a woman like he looks for Avedu, with something that was lost from him. That is the drive for a man to connect to an Isha. We need to explain, how could that possibly be? Yazov ish es aviv es ima. The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that he's almost chasing after something that he's lost. Something that doesn't make any sense. An instinctual drive for him to go out and be alone after, pardon me the Bachurim that I speak this way, after they've been spoiled for 18 and 19, 20 years. Alkein Yozovish. It doesn't make any sense. And what happens is that Kodesh Baruch Hu created man with two parts. We've always drive this home. He has a chelek elokam imal, and he's a shtik basar. He's a regular, he's another animal. And he's being pulled in two directions. And for the beginning part of his life, all he's been has been spoiled as a Homo sapiens. Every single one of us, we're just raised to take and to take and to take, and that's how it was supposed to be. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. Says Rav Dessler, a love relationship, Ava, is something that comes from giving. And that's something that a person has to entirely transform his entire mindset and her mindset when they go into marriage. And Rav Dessler points out that the word Ava, one of the most famous pieces of Rav Dessler, the word Ava, the shorish of it is have, is to give. I was just talking with some of the Talmidei Chacham here it dawned upon me, I'm not sure if this is correct, but in Tanakh, do we ever have the description of Ahava from a child to a parent? Parent to children, we have. Vayev Yitzchak. We have Ahava described from husband to wife. But Rabosai, maybe it's not possible for a boy who's 17, 18, 19 years old to really, really know what Ahava is, except for maybe Ahavas Hashem. And except if he reaches the Madrega of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, but it's not something that's been built into his Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost created us in a certain way that we were trained to take, and to be selfish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man with this tension. And the project fails. Parshas Noach begins with the decadence of Chamas. And what is that Chamas? According to Chazal, emphasized two things. The me of Gezel, that he constantly is taking for himself, wanting more and more and more for himself, and Arayos. What is Arayos? The instinct that he was given to chase after a woman and then to give and give to her, he is entirely transformed into pure Arayos. He has corrupted it because the Nefesh HaBahamis has won. A Talmud called me, he was shocked. From years ago, there was a friend of his who had gone to a Chashiva Yeshiva in the joint YU Israel program, someone he knew as being a very, very frum guy, allegedly had cheated on his wife. Supposedly a stark guy. Could very well be that this fellow in his time in yeshiva had worked on Shmira saying Naimi little, full Madregas of Kedusha, or any type of real Madregas, I can't believe that he achieved. But he worked a little. He became frummer. But I would be very, very surprised. A man to cheat on his young wife with a couple of children, it could only come about, Lania's Daiti, that a person never worked on being a Baal Chesed. The instinct that he had was transformed from giving, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that it be, to one that's corrupted into our rights. Last year we pointed out that the antidote to Chamas, Noach in the Teva, is Noach has to run and give and give and give from animal to animal. Chesed is the antidote to Chamas. And if he fails slightly, Noach is held to such a standard. There's such a tviya on man. There's such a demand for him to give that if he fails, according to Chazal, a few seconds late, the lion's going to take a bite out of him. He's not going to survive. Baruch Hashem, you and I are not judged in that type of way. But in a world that is dominated by Chamas, the antidote is not simply for us to train ourselves to be more emesdik, to be more honest, which for sure, Chosam Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And for sure we have a responsibility to work on Madregas of Kedusha, but it could very well be that the only way the tikkun of the raging fires of Chamas is for us to begin to work on ourselves in terms of being Balei Chasadim. Balei Chasadim in our marriages and Balei Chasadim in the way we relate to each other in yeshiva. Three practical etzes with a couple of maises from great rabbeim that we could learn from. Number one, and I can't say that I do this, just these are paradigms. If you could, we could spend time, and I remember fantastic young men in yeshiva that lived this, and they became awesome, awesome people. That they would just spend time doing chasadim for other people. That means when you go get a drink of water, what about bringing it for the person that's next to you? To slowly begin to think about not being absorbed in our selfish selves. And if we're not able to do that, like I don't know if I'm able to do, then maybe even think about choosing a profession where you're forced to be giving a large part of the time. Even if we can't overcome the instinct of selfishness, at least to choose a lifestyle where we're forced to be a giver and achas v'chalila the opposite. Number two, second etzah, being mechabed others. Marina Rabbeinu Nevinsal Shlita, when he speaks, when he comes into a classroom where there's a young, cool Rebbe and 20 guys over there, and he's asked to say Dvar Torah, he says, Birshus Harav Shlita. I was thinking, I speak in front of much bigger Talmidei Chacham here, and I don't even do that. And here you have someone who's well into his 70s, and he starts, Birshus Harav Shlita. Every single part of him is always determined to be mechabed others. The moment a person begins to do that is the moment in which a person says, wait a second, I'm no longer seeing the world from my selfish bubble. Another story from Rav Nevinsal. I might have mentioned this in the Beis Medrash. This is a mind-boggling maisa. I heard this from Rav Chizkiyo, his son. I'll tell the whole story, even with a little bit of the politics. In the old city, there was a change in the system of kashrus. And there was a certain policy that Rav Nevinsal Shlita had put down, that there were certain hashkachos that he would accept, and certain hashkachos that he wouldn't. This goes back maybe 3-4 years when his son Rav Chizkiyo became more and more involved with the administrative parts of the job. And there was one store that didn't follow the rules, and they brought in a very, very shady hashgacha. And Rav Nevinsal went outside of his character, and he put up what they call in the street over here, a pashkavila, a kol kore, against that restaurant. Rav Chizkiyo said that he thinks the meat was coming from the Arab quarter. He thought it was mamish pure tarfus, with a very, very frum-looking hashgacha. Nowadays, there's no control over the word badatz. Anybody can use the word badatz. It was a hashkacha that didn't exist. The store brought Rav Nevinsal Shlita to court. Rav Nevinsal was actually in court this last year or two, and they brought him to court and they sued him for libel. Baruch Hashem, he went out bezakoi, and then there was appeal. He was clear in all accounts. Rav Chizkiyo said the Kiddush Hashem in the court, how he acted, v'chule v'chule, was amazing. Then there was an appeal. And the appeal was originally scheduled for Adar. Again, remember, who's suing him? These are people who are feeding innocent Jews. I used to have Talmidim that said, Rebbe, I want to stand in front of the store because I see from people walking in, they have no idea. They're serving tarfus to innocent Jews along the way as you're walking down to the Kotel. And now they're suing Rav Nevinsal for libel. It was originally scheduled for Adar. So Rav Chizkiyo was excited. The halacha is that Adar is a good time for a court case. And then they pushed it off. He said to his father, Chaval. Chaval, they pushed off the Din Torah from Adar. That Adar is a good simon for the Jews. And Rav Avigdor turned to his son and he said to him, they're just as Jewish as I am. They're just as Jewish as I am. Feeding tarfus, v'chule, yet at the end of the day, the sense, the kibbut for every single Jew, it's awesome. But the more a person begins to do that, the more we begin to no longer see things only from the perspective of our Dalet Amos. And one more ha'ara. Nothing to do with the acts of chesed. Nothing to do with the acts of being mevatel to each other. My wife points out that for her, one of the greatest inspirations of Emuna is Mrs. Machlis, may she be well. Many of you have heard of the Machlis home. Tremendous Balei Chasadim. But my wife says that what she gets from her, just as much, is absolute Emuna and Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She says when you speak with her, Rav Hillel and I were there just this past Shemini Atzeres for a simcha, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Why? The two go together. Chesed by us is not simply social welfare. And then there's something else called Emunam Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the core of Chesed is the ability for a person to say, wait a second, everything that I have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm supposed to share with His beautiful world. And let me conclude with one more story. And I think this really drives home the point. Rav Braunschweigel, may he have a refuah shleima, when he was young, survived the Holocaust. I mentioned this in the past. He once told me in a very pithy statement, he said to me, we started at seven children, and we came out with three. Amazingly, a month or two after the war, he said his father, who by nature had a good sense of business, his father had managed to get his hand on a few dollars, which were very valuable at that particular time. And in a moment's time, just in 2 months, from going to starving to death, 2 months later, they were living in Germany in this massive former Nazi mansion, which had a ballroom that seated 200 and had about 30 rooms. Just imagine the Venafohu in their lives. Four of the children are gone, have been murdered. And now all of a sudden the Nazis are running. And he said they used to have constantly many, many, many refugees that used to stay by them. And his father would sit in the ballroom. And his father sat with everybody else. Like everybody else. He didn't sit in a special chair. And there was just food coming out. People would stay there for weeks and weeks. While they were looking to try to find a few fellows, family members who had also managed to survive. So one time on Shabbos, Friday night, there was a beautiful meal. And someone, he always used to sit, he said, I remember him very vividly saying, I always used to sit right next to my father. And on the left of him, there was a man who said to him, wow, this is an amazing place. He says, how long could you stay here? This is now 6 months after the war. So his father turns to him and says the following. Says to him, you could stay here for a while. I've also stayed here for a while. The Balabayas hasn't kicked me out yet. And I don't think you have to worry that he's going to kick you out yet as well. When a person had nothing 6 months before, he realizes the real Balabayas is HaKadosh Baruch. Chesed goes with the notion that a person really begins to internalize that every single gift, every single penny, and every single talent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them is a gift and is a lease. The house doesn't really belong to us. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment a person feels that, and really, really feels that, and I know that I don't feel like that way like the Machlises do, but the moment a person begins to feel that way is the moment that a person could begin to share everything. And then to begin to think about how that other person is feeling. So Rabosai, 3/8 is to fight a door of chamas. To begin to give, to begin to be mechabed, and to begin to think where everything ultimately comes from. We mizocha Bezer Hashem to fill a world of Olam Chesed Yibonim.